Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is me, Bob Mitchell, in for Scoot in the afternoon. You guys who are on hold, please, please stay with me because this is going to be interesting. This is the Scoot Show, and we have a special guest on the show. It is Scoot. So, Scoot, here you are, a guest on your own show.
Yeah, that's really kind of weird, right?
Isn't it?
See, that's strange.
Why don't we do this? For those people maybe who have not been following, those people who don't know exactly what happened with you, why don't we begin with the accident, if that's okay with you?
Okay, sure. Walking home from 80s night in a quarter on a Thursday night, which is a regular pattern of mine, I was walking across a canal about two blocks away from my apartment, and this motorcycle just came screaming and hit me, and I felt the collision, and then I was knocked and ended up with a bloody face and injured, and ended up in the trauma unit at UMC, and then just had a painful time with my ankle. And my ankle was at first they thought it was fractured, but no, it was broken on two sides. So I had surgery yesterday and the day before yesterday. And wow, yesterday was a really rough day. Anybody who's been through this understands the ankle is one of the most painful joints to operate on because of all the stuff going on there. So, you know, I mean, I'm going to be okay. I'm hurting, but I'm going to be okay. And, you know, I've learned so much from this. First of all, I just want to thank everybody for all of your support. I want to thank you for your encouragement and your prayers. Obviously, it's working. I miss being with you every afternoon, but I'm going to be back soon. I've also learned to appreciate the simplest things in life, like walking. You know, because I can't, you know, I mean, I'm used to walking everywhere. I walk to the station, I walk home, I walk to the court, I walk back. I have no problem, I like walking. I have a car, but I enjoy walking, so I walk when I can. I can't do that right now. And I can't put any weight on my ankle for 6 weeks. So even something simple like walking, if you think you're having a bad day and you can walk, man, it's not that bad of a day. So this has all kind of made me think about some of the simple things in life that I take for granted, that we all take for granted all the time. Some of the simple things that we do, but you know, you don't think that it's not going to, you don't think that it's going to be taken away from you. And in this instant, you know, my life changed instantly.
How's the pain level right now?
Well, you know, they always give you the, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, mm-hmm. I'm in 9. I mean, ooh. Okay, it's rough, but you know I'll get through this. I mean, yesterday was so bad. I tried to watch and take notes of some of the Michael Cohen hearing on Capitol Hill, mm-hmm. and it got to the point where the pain was so bad. It's like I can't even watch this because this is painful. So I had to change that. And you know, but anyway, so just you know, my life was interrupted, and just realized that. You know, your life can be interrupted at any time. So just really appreciate everything that you can do now and all the little things. And as I've said, I am so fortunate because being hit and knocked, I could have hit my head on something and ended up with hemorrhaging in the brain. I could have done so many things. It would have been permanent injuries. I could have done something where I'm not going to ever be able to walk again because there are people who get into accidents and they can never walk again. So as bad as this is for me, I still feel blessed and very fortunate and will try to find meaning in all of this. But the good news is I know it's going to be a while. It's going to be a while before I get on my skinny jeans again because I got this big thing on my leg. But I am going to walk again. And some people get into accidents and they don't ever walk again. So
I assume you are on crutches and will be on them for quite some time?
Yeah. It looks like at least 6 weeks.
So you can't drive. Yeah.
I can't drive. I can't walk. I literally could not kick somebody's ass because I can't. I couldn't even. I guess you could look at it this way. I can't even kick the bucket because I can't. You know, I can't use the leg. So you know, I'm just. You know, when you, I love what I do, and everybody knows that. But when you're away and you really can't do it, you really realize how much you love doing what you do. And I'm staying active and keeping up with the news, so I'll be up to date when I get back. And there's Mardi Gras going on, and there's Orpheus Escapade Monday night, and I'm hoping to do that. And we're hearing there might be a possibility of rain. It's going to be cooler, but man, inside the convention hall, you see the parade and hear all the music and everything, and it's a fun event. I'm not sure if my tux coat goes with my sweatpants. I don't know if I can find tux pants that will fit over this. Over this cast thing that I have on my leg.
But listen, be smart. You know, my wife just went through a knee replacement, and she wanted to get right back on her feet, and the doctor said, don't do this and don't do that. Oh, I feel well enough. And then she wound up having a little setback. You know, you need to stay off of it. Hopefully they're giving you some good pain medication.
Well, they are, but as you know, they doesn't it doesn't necessarily take it away. And for some reason, right. It is not, I've gotten behind the pain and you're supposed to stay ahead of it.
Yes.
I've gotten behind it. I'm trying to get on top of that. So that has been an unfortunate thing. So it's not like I'm having any fun. You know, they gave me in the hospital when I went in before surgery, they gave me some fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they tell you what they're giving you. And you think, look, if people are trying to get this stuff off the street, if this is the way it makes you feel, why do people just want to be like knocked out all the time? I mean, you know, you hear like all the people who are going out trying to find fentanyl. You know, I remember a time when you went out to get drugs because you wanted to have a good time. I mean, fentanyl essentially puts you to sleep.
Right.
You know, a room of people doing fentanyl. I mean, that's not a party. I've never been to one, but now that I've had fentanyl in my system, I think I'm going, this ain't a party. One interesting thing, Bob, the doctor saw me after surgery. And he looked at me and he told me something that, I mean, he could have picked any profession. But he looks at me and he goes, this is a true story. He looks at me and he says, your ballet career is over. He could have said, you know, you're not going to be able to play soccer again.
Right.
You may not play golf again. You might not be able to do this or that. No, ballet. Why did he pick ballet? I don't know, but I thought that was funny. And I was looking for anything funny at the time. And by the way, the people at UMC, I mean, there was Gibson and Tamika and Colette and George, Brenda and Pam, and they were really all phenomenal people. So I felt really well taken care of. I got a nice text from Congressman Steve Scalise telling me that he's gone, you know, obviously he's gone through rehab recently and, wish me the best. So again, I always knew that there were people here. Look, I know there are people here who hate me, but I knew there were people here who like me. But I have been really overwhelmed with this reinforcement of my relationship with this city and with this market.
Do you have an estimate of when you will return on the air?
Yeah, I really hope to be back Monday. I was hoping for tomorrow, but I don't think that's going to happen. But I expect to be back Monday. And Bob, thank you for doing the show. You know, when I was growing up, you were on the air, and when, you know, when I was first getting into the business, I wanted to be where you were. I want to do that, man. I want to be where that guy is. So you were an idol of mine for a long time.
Well, look at how many years that you and I were against each other on the air and competed with each other and did whatever we could to beat the other guy in the ratings, and now here we are working together at the same radio station.
Isn't that interesting? And I mean, you told me once that you actually prayed to God that I would have bad ratings.
Well, I beat you any way I can. That's okay. even using the Almighty. Well, Scoot,
right.
I'll be here for you, fill in for as long as or as short as you need.
Bob, I really deeply appreciate it, and thank you. And, I expect to be back on Monday. But I just want to thank everyone for the support, encouragement, and the prayers. I'm going to be back. I'm going to be fine. But right now, it's kind of just a little bit of a rough time. Right. But I hope to be back on Monday.
I'll do my best to hold on to the audience till you get back.
You'll do. You'll do great, Bob.
Thank you, Scoot. All right, we're going to take a break right now, and then we'll come back. And all of you who have been on hold, thanks for being so patient. I'll get right back to you on WWL. Back. Good talking to Scoot like that. All right, get back to the phones in just a second. If you are just tuning in, presidential candidate Kamala Harris says we can't criminalize consensual behavior as long as no one is being harmed. She's also working with legislators in New York State that say they will introduce a bill that will decriminalize sex work in New York State. When you're talking about consenting adults, she says we can't criminalize consensual behavior as long as no one is being harmed. So, could you vote for a presidential candidate who supports legalized prostitution? Let's go to Jay. Jay, thank you for calling WWL.
Hey, Bob, and not to wish anything bad upon Scoot, but I love it when you host. And
well,
it's unfortunate that, you know, that you had to have your time because of his injury, but he'll be back and he'll go on vacation and you'll host again, right?
Right. But, you know, what he's going through is very, very painful. And I know because, you know, my wife didn't have ankle, but my wife had a knee replacement. And it's the same kind of thing. You have to walk on crutches, and they tell you stay ahead of the pain. And, you know, his surgery was Tuesday. And, you know, he wants to be back Monday, and we're pulling for him to be back Monday. But the most important thing is you can't do anything to aggravate that injury. If you do anything to aggravate the surgery, then you're just ready for more pain. So just continue to pray for him, okay?
Right.
All right. Now let's talk about, could you vote for a presidential candidate who supports legalizing prostitution?
Well, you see, this to me is kind of a misnomer because if I'm not mistaken, prostitution is regulated state by state. How could it be legal in Nevada if there was a federal statute against it? So it's kind of, you know, this really isn't a federal issue. But, you know, to me...
Well, no, let me correct that. It would have to go state by state, and she's trying to make it legal in New York State. So it would have to be a state by state thing.
Right, okay. As long as we're clear on that. The thing that I think about this issue is, number one, you can't legislate morality. It's okay if someone has their belief system and wants to live by the laws of the Bible or Buddha or the Quran or whatever. That's a personal choice,
mm-hmm.
Okay? But as far as our government is concerned, there's clear separation between church and state. And although it may be somebody, you know, trying to have other people's best interest at heart, I just don't think it's appropriate to tell other people how to live because of your religious beliefs. And the other thing that I think is that if you really want to eliminate or reduce by a drastic amount the human trafficking problem we have, which mm-hmm. is people being forced to do this against their will, then if it was to be made legal or regulated in some way, I think that would help with that problem, bringing these women here from foreign countries or, you know, other things that you know, people are being forced into. And that would be, you know, somebody that would be truly making the choice to do this for the profession. They say it's the oldest profession, so I know it carries a stigma with it. But in our day and age, with medical technology that we have now, we understand, you know, how to present or reduce and prevent the spread of sexual diseases a lot better than they did even just, you know, 50 years ago. And I think what goes on between two consenting adults should be their business.
See, from a spiritual standpoint, I believe a certain way. But I do not believe, because I believe it spiritually and I believe it's the wrong thing to do, that I can tell you can't do this because it's what I believe spiritually. You have a right to do what you want to do, and I'm sure some of my Christian friends are going to want to throw bricks at me, but I believe a woman has a right to do what she wants to do with her body. Not talking spiritually. We're talking about, you know, just...
Legally
has a right to do, you know, with their body. A woman, I believe a woman can still choose to get an abortion if she wants to. I'm against abortions, but legally, right. I believe that they still have that right. So,
you're against abortion? Don't have one. You're against prostitution? Don't be a prostitute and don't go to one. That's the principles that this country was founded on, and our government already imposes too much restrictions on things that should be personal choices. And so any you know, I lean towards the libertarian viewpoint. Anything that, you know, should be a personal freedom should not be restricted by, you know, local, state, or federal government. Now, I do think that it may be beneficial to provide some kind of guidance and counseling to people considering this, you know, or have done this, because I think it does have an emotional impact on people, but that's still their choice.
Jay, are you going to be at home today waiting for that knock on your door?
Did not enter. I entered a long time ago, and then I couldn't get rid of all the emails they kept sending me, so I didn't make that mistake again.
Well, I mean, how exciting is that going to be for someone where they not publisher's clearinghouse knocks on your door, gives you one of those big checks for $5,000. You then get another check every week for $5,000, and then you can appoint someone else in your family. And I recently have a new grandson.
Right?
He's 2 months old, so I'm definitely going to hook on to that.
Right.
All right, Jay. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay. All right. And I do want to remind everyone that if you want to stay in touch with Scoot, you can friend him on Facebook, on his Facebook page, Scoot on the Air. There's Instagram, Scoot on the Air. So, you know, he's at home, nothing to do, bored. So he'd love to hear from you people. All right, welcome back. We're talking about presidential candidate Kamala Harris. She says that we can't criminalize consensual behavior as long as no one is being harmed when it comes to prostitution. Now, she's also working with legislators in New York State that say they will introduce a bill to criminalizing sex work in New York State. The thinking behind this, what they're saying, is that when you're talking about consenting adults, we can't criminalize consensual behavior as long as no one is being harmed. Now, she's declared she's going to run for president, so could you vote for a presidential candidate who supports legalizing prostitution? Let me get right to the phones, because some of you guys have been holding for a long time, and I appreciate it so much. Let's go to Wade. Wade, thank you for calling WWL. How are you doing today?
Doing fine, Bob.
You're going to make any of the parades?
Yeah, I made even Mandeville last Friday. I'll probably make another one this Friday. But, yeah, I'm kind of over downtown now. My daughter is bringing up her kids, right, so they all get it.
Yeah, and I need to remind everyone the parades are going to start early. Parade's going to start at 5 o'clock. I can't imagine what traffic is going to be like. I get off the air at 4, and usually I run to the parking lot, but it's going to be a mess right now.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I get such a kick out of hearing you and Scoot on the air at the same time. It brings back the rock and roll days in New Orleans.
Well, someone sent me a text message, one of the young guys saying, what's the history of you two? Well, I don't know for how many years we were opposite each other, and I guess the easiest way to describe it originally, I was at a pop music station, he was at more of a progressive rock station, and so, you know, you had the long-haired hippie, which was him, against the short-haired all-American good guy, that was me. You know, he played Led Zeppelin, I played the Osmonds, so, but that's the easiest way to describe it.
That's a good way, Bob.
So give me your thoughts on, could you vote for a presidential candidate that wanted to legalize prostitution? I am amazed at the response to this, that I thought it was going to be close, and it's getting closer now, but at WWL.com, 62% say yes, 40% say no. What do you say?
I absolutely could. Back around 1990, I worked off and on in Brazil for a year, and prostitution was legal down there. And the way they did it was really made sense to me. And it, you know, you speak about how with illegal prostitution, it can be a really nasty thing. But down there, most of the girls who worked as prostitutes in the clubs where they had the prostitution, came from really dirt poor villages inland, mm-hmm. where they might have one television in the central square in the whole village, and everybody would sit there at night and watch TV. That's how primitive it was.
Wow.
And they really just didn't have much opportunity to do anything. And they were recruited to be prostitutes when they were teenagers, and usually signed a contract to work for 2 years. And at the end of that contract, they had amassed money that was, could only be withdrawn by them, not by the people who deposited it. And they'd have enough money to go to college or to start a business. So it actually gave them an opportunity to do something with the rest of their life.
Well, I know there is a very shady and dark side of prostitution that leads into drugs and things like that. So we can't just walk away from that. But to me, the bottom line is this. It's just like marijuana. If you want to do it, if you want to use an illegal drug, if you want to get involved in illegal prostitution, if that's what you want to do, you're going to do it whether it's legal or not.
I agree, Bob. When I was young, from the time I got my driver's license when I was 15 until I was 18, I think I had about 25 traffic tickets, most of them for speeding, doing things like 120 in a 35-mile-an-hour zone.
Crazy man. Crazy man.
When I got out of high school, I was introduced to marijuana, mm-hmm. started smoking pot, and I've had one traffic ticket since then.
Well, real quick, like, I have to go to a break, and one of these days, someone is going to explain to me my absolute pet peeve, and that is the fact that we sell a product, that it says on the product, this is going to kill you. This is going to give you cancer. Even secondary and tertiary will give them cancer. It's called cigarettes, and it's legal, and we sell it. Why?
Yeah, I don't know, but I have quit smoking a couple of months ago, and every day of my life I want to smoke a cigarette. And no, I can't do it anymore. So you're absolutely right. It's pushed, it's marketed. I mean, you remember the Marlboro Man.
Sure, absolutely. Well, Wade, good luck to you. I hope you succeed. All right, we're going to come right back on WWL. All right, let me get back to work here. When I got home day before yesterday, Ian, when you were running the control board and playing all that good music, my wife, who never listens, was listening, and she said, "Boy, you sure are playing a lot more music today." She said, "You were playing more music and talking less." All right, let me go to the text messages. Here's one. Prostitution, a law that, I love this, a law that makes it illegal to sell something that is legal to give away. You like that? All right, let's go to the Magic Dragon. Hello, Magic Dragon. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon.
Is your name Puff? Oh, remember Puff the Magic Dragon?
No, it's just my favorite song. Kind of became my nickname when I was growing up.
All right. So would you vote for a presidential candidate that wanted to legalize prostitution?
Well, I mean, a lot of people voted for Trump, and he's kind of an admitted user of prostitutes. I mean, think how much, if it was legal, think how much more money that guy would have had. He maybe wouldn't have gone bankrupt all those times. I lived in countries where it's legal. It doesn't seem to be a problem. It's, you know, Germany has it. France had it. I was in Asia. I was in Thailand, Vietnam, which I think is, I don't know if it's legal there, but it's not, it's kind of out in the open, but, it never seemed to be a problem, but, I don't know. I just don't have a problem with it. I mean, well, you know, it's the way it is now. It's just underground, and there's pimps and drugs and all that. And if they get it, make it legal, at least it'll be safer for the women involved.
That's the unanswered question. Would it be safer? I don't know if it was legal, then a lot of these people, I think, would have an easier time controlling these women. And I'm talking about the people that that get kidnapped and get thrown into something like that. If it was legal,
but if it's legal, they get, you know, in Germany they have a license. The women themselves have to go to get tested. They have to go meet with counselors. They have to do all these things. So, you know, it kind of takes the pimp out of the equation, and there's no, you know, these guys aren't allowed to be lingering around where these women do business and stuff. If they are, they lose their license, and who's going to go to an illegal one if it's legal? It's kind of like weed. You know, if weed's legal, why are you going to go you know, down on Canal Street at 2 a.m. to try to buy something when you can just go to the store and buy it.
You've been there at 2 a.m.? Is that it?
Yeah. Well, so I've heard.
So you've heard. Yeah. Huh? Yeah, there are rumors running around. So what are – sorry, didn't mean to – he disappeared. Headed down the Canal Street, I guess. All right. Have you heard yet from the publisher's clearinghouse? Is there any way Ian, to find out if the money has been awarded yet? Because I think today is the day that they're supposed to knock on somebody's door, and they always have the balloons and the big check, and you start off with $5,000 and then $5,000 a week for the rest of your life, and then after that, when you are nearing getting ready to kick the bucket, I guess then you say, okay, I want this person to get the $5,000. And if you're smart enough, you get the youngest person in your family to get that $5,000, and then you kind of max the thing out. All right, our phone number is 260-1870. I'm trying to see, do I have time for... I think I'm going to be able to take one more call real quick, like, and then we'll go to WWL. I just want to remind you, by the way, if you're going to the parades tonight, look for rain. Take the umbrella with you, and the parades are starting a little bit early. I think the parade's going to start right around 5 o'clock. And I wanted to mention this earlier and totally forgot about it. If you had your ladders hauled away, because if you left your ladders out, the word is that we're going to haul them away. If you had your ladders hauled away last night, call me and tell me about it. Let's go to Roy in Houma. Roy, thank you for calling WWL. How are you?
All right, and you?
I'm hanging in there, Roy. I'm hanging in there.
First of all, no, I would not vote for a president that would make prostitution legal.
I really don't want to say
that, but the legal part of it is, if they in there with a camera, with a video camera, they can actually say they're making a movie, and nobody can get charged with prostitution. I mean, think about it, how porn stars make their movies.
I don't know. You sound like an authority on this. Have you done this before?
No, sir, but I know the law.
Uh-huh. You sound like you have
never done it before, I promise you.
That you've made porn movies, no?
Nope. Never made a movie, but I know the law.
But you would not vote for a president that supported legalizing prostitution?
Nope, I would.
All right, Ron. Go
ahead. For the ladders and stuff, for the parade route.
Right.
I think they should have a place they put them, people go ahead and get their stuff. But once they put them there one time, mark them. And tell them, don't leave them on the parade route again. If you do, you won't get it back.
Well, they're telling people right now, don't leave it on the parade route. They're saying that if you leave it on the parade route, we're going to take them, you know, and you can't put them out any earlier than 3 hours ahead of time. So people are already warned. It's just the fact that for so many years, people were used to putting those ladders out, and people who go to the same location every night, leaving the ladders, leaving everything up, and it not being hauled away. All right, thank you for calling. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come right back on WWL. All right, welcome back. Bob Mitchell in for a Scoot in the afternoon. Could you vote for a presidential candidate who supports legalizing prostitution? Now, I've been pronouncing her name Kamala. I've gotten a couple of text messages saying it's Comella and Kamala, so I'm not quite sure. So let's just call her Ms. Harris. She wants to decriminalize consensual behavior between a couple as long as no one is being harmed. In other words, legalized prostitution. Could you vote for a presidential candidate who supports this? 260-187. You can text me at 870-870. And on Fat Tuesday, We want you to party with the crew of WWL. We'll bring you Mardi Gras Mambo, wall-to-wall coverage of the greatest show on earth. Our WWL Mardi Gras coverage starts at 5 a.m. with Dave Cohen, with our carnival preview at 8 o'clock. Join Tommy Tucker and Newell Norman live from the best seats at the party, Gallier Hall, with all the sights and sounds of Mardi Gras marching clubs, the Jeffersons, the City Buzzers, and Zulu. And then 11 a.m., the Mardi Gras Mambo continues with the Sheriff, joined by Angela Hill and Tom Fitzmaurice, for more Zulu, Rex, and Mayor Landrieu's toast to the kings and queens. Is it Mayor Landrieu? Is he going to? This might be a typo. Not really sure. Anyway, at 2 o'clock, catch our WWO Mardi Gras Mambo review. Call, text, or Facebook the best and worst of the season. And what did you love? You know, things that you saw Mardi Gras Day that you can call and tell us about. What makes you crazy? All right, what makes me crazy? Well, I'm going to take a phone call right now and find out. We're going to go to D in Bridge City. D, how are you?
I'm good, man. Hey, dude, Kamala Harris is out of her mind. I mean, think about it. She's bragging about she used to like to smoke her weed and do her drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's really commendable, right? That's noble. Then she's on to the Green Deal. What, $90 trillion, $70 trillion? It is impossible that it can't possibly work. She's off a rocker. Nobody's going to get hurt. I'm sorry. Has she never heard of human trafficking? Has she never heard of women who get abducted and sold into prostitution? But that's okay. It's crazy. The woman is totally ludicrous. And that's the Democrat, but that's the Democrat way. They want to legalize after birth. I mean, partial birth abortion's bad enough. After birth abortions. Abortions at time of delivery. Now let's make prostitution legal. They've lost their freaking minds. They hate Trump so much that they truly believe that they got everybody on their side. So now they'd say everything that's on their mind. They want us to be communist.
Mm-hmm.
They want us to be a socialist country. They want to just, like China. China, what, you can have one kid? Other than that, the government aborts your children. This is the worst thing that could possibly happen for our country.
So I guess
I know Donald Trump. I know Trump isn't an angel, but you know what? You need somebody who's got the courage to do things that has to be done.
Thank you, D. Appreciate you phoning in. Well, we have a winner. One woman from Queens won the latest Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes. Crystal Crawford was surprised with a prize of $5,000 a week forever. She'll be taking home $5,000 a week for life. And then after that, whoever she chooses will get $5,000 a week for the rest of their life. She said that, "I didn't think it was real." She starts the sweepstakes off with a check of $50,000. She calls the win a dream, and she's been signing for PCA sweepstakes for years. She says, "I don't know what to say." And as far as what she's going to do with her check, don't smile here. "I'm going to get some teeth," she said. We'll come back after the top of the hour news on WWL.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.